You're listening to River City Limits on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. My name is Dirty Dacoite, and I'm hosting the show this week. And I have in the studio, getting ready to roll, Landmines, one of my favorite Richmond punk bands. And they're just about ready. Let me read down what we just heard. We heard Ann Beretta doing Straight Shooter, Pedals on Our Pirate Ships doing Night of the Living Wage, Hot Lava with Apple Option Fire, A Veil with Simple Song, and we started off with Horsehead doing Walk It Off. Let me check in and see if we're ready here.
All right, well, are we ready? Well, let's do it. Mr. Nick?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Landmines.
No regrets! Fast regrets! Whistle bang, hands shall shoot both! Silly every band! Blank even day! Sing a song, say something to do both! I'll tell you down! Yeah, big safe to say! The boy makes it on their own! But Mr. Crowd's a big for him! Serves up and not to ram! Big safe to say! Everybody pays the price for less than they learn. No regrets, smash regrets. What's the main hand to toss you for? Spilling everything on any given day. Send us all, send us all to do her. I'll sell this out. Yeah, big safe to say. Boy makes it on their own, but it's a crowd to beg for help. Serves up and not to ram. Big sense, everybody pays the price for less than they learn. No regrets, smash the regrets. What's the pain? Hand is all you for. Feeling everything with any given day. Life is too blessed and the sad. What's God taken? He's running down, taking chances. All decisions go the highest goal. But there's no reward without the risk of blood. These two blessed the sound. What's God taken? He's running down, taking chances. All decisions go the highest good. But there's no reward without the risk of
Since then,
Awesome. Sounds great.
Consequences, just leave my mind for reason. When I'm lost in perfect, confident that I live a dark existence. So get you all left me, we'll be here with you. With the standard that calls my demon, swear on my bender, then we won't forget. We're still not dead yet, then we won't forget. We're still not dead yet.
Yeah, you guys want to do one more?
You want us want to? We'll do one more.
Why the hell not? Hey, I. Yeah. Okay.
Where do you got me? To sack you don't know. No. What's in that friction space? Where people come and go. Finding our 2 7. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We've got our lives to say goodbye. Where have you forgiven me for chances that I've blown? No! Trump's just been so missing, and I'm just saying blown. Finding our 2 7. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We got our lives to say goodbye. Through all our friends along the way, I've got one thing I've got to say. Rather not be alone. We got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've got our lives to say goodbye. We've already said it. We've got our lives to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys were shaking the building. I'm going to play a couple songs here, and I'm going to get a few of the fellas in for an interview here of Landmines. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Landmines. Great Richmond punk band. Make sure you get out to see them. You're listening to River City Limits on the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Dirty Dacoit Dan, and I have the landmines in here ready for an interview. I have Casey and Polly and their brand-new drummer, Jamie. All right, landmines. That sounded pretty good. You guys are going to go play a couple more songs since you're already set up, right?
Yeah, why not?
Great. So why don't you tell us how the band got started and what your pedigree is, because every Richmond band has a pedigree, like so-and-so was in this band and so-and-so was in this band.
It's weird because it started out that some of the people in this band are from Massachusetts, myself and Tony, who plays guitar, and we moved down to Richmond and ended up meeting a bunch of folks here. And one of them was Nick, who's in the band who plays guitar. And Nick and Tony got talking and started this band with some other people that I didn't really know too well at the time. And they asked me to play with them. And then we had some, you know, issues with, you know, bass and drums or whatever. And so now at this point we have Casey, who was in several Richmond bands.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Well, run. I was in this band called Sixer for a while. We were, you know, like a band that toured around a bunch. And also, Paulie and I, like, while Landmines was starting, Paulie and I were also in a band called Stem the Tide, and it was kind of like a short-lived little thing.
But the most incredible.
Thing you've ever heard in your life.
Breaking new boundaries, creating art.
Do you have recordings of that?
Yes, we do, actually, yeah. We have a MySpace page, you know?
Yeah, you don't want nothing to
you
do
don't. Yeah, you really don't. Landmines is way better.
Yeah.
I love Landmines. That's why you guys had a NARA not too long ago, and it just blew me away.
Well, thank you.
But I love the album. I've been playing the album for quite a while. Why don't you tell us about this album? And why don't you introduce your newest member?
Oh, yeah, so we have Jamie, who's our new drummer.
Hello.
And he moved here, actually, from California. Why don't you tell
us? Northern California.
Northern California.
And what are the other two guys' names that aren't in here? They're out in the kitchen.
Tony and Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've probably been around in some bands, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you have this album out on 12-inch vinyl on Paper or Plastic Records, self-titled album. How did that come to be?
Well, we had gone down to Florida to play the Gainesville Fest, and the head of the label, Vinny Fiorello, who is the drummer for Less Than Jake, that was this new label that he started, and he saw us play, and he liked it, and he contacted us. And we had already had the record recorded, so it was kind of like a no-brainer, I think, at that point. And he asked us if we would want to put it out with him, and we did, and things have been good since then. And recently, we've gone to Chicago and recorded with Matt Allison an EP that's going to be coming out as well on Paper and Plastic. That'll be out in September.
Mid-September.
Yeah.
Make sure I get a copy of that.
Yeah, you will. And, yeah, so.
The artwork for our new EP is going to be absolutely amazing.
But we won't tell you what it is.
We won't tell you what it is, but it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be on vinyl, because that's Paper and Plastic's thing. Like, they put everything out on vinyl and digital download.
From the looks of that T-shirt, I would imagine the art's going to be pretty good.
Well, it's going to be, I can tell you this, it's going to be a pop-up book.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be 2 7-inches, so it'll, yeah.
I got a T-shirt, and it's an awesome T-shirt. I love the artwork.
It's our brand new T-shirt. You can come out to, you can come out to Empire and pick one up when we play there next Thursday.
Well, that's what I was leading into. How would I get one of these T-shirts?
Oh.
How would I get this record? Is a record for, other than at shows, is it?
Well, the digital download is on iTunes and a bunch of other,
on Rhapsody,
and you can get the vinyl from Amazon. You can get it from Paper and Plastic's website. You can order it from us through our MySpace page. You can, you know, like we're pretty wired in as far as we as a collective group of people have been playing music for most of our lives and never made a red cent doing it. So I figure it's about time for us to, at least pay for the records that we pressed, or pay for the T-shirts that we bought.
I think, in punk, the target is always, did I break even?
Yeah.
Because if you make money, then you're a sellout.
Right.
But if you lose money, you're not going to be around long, so you just have to break even, right?
Yeah. That's been our hallmark. Like, we're pretty good at breaking even, and our wives and girlfriends aren't too happy about the breaking even thing, but whatever, this is what we love to do, and
they like to take money out of your pants pocket while you're sleeping.
Absolutely.
The morning of the gig.
Yeah.
and go out.
But you guys,
shopping.
You guys sold 10 T-shirts. Awesome. That means we can buy this. No, that doesn't mean we can buy this.
That means you can go to the thrift store and get a slightly used blanket, or a pillowcase, or something.
So Landmines are going on tour just in about a week, right?
Yeah. Next Thursday, we play at Empire with a band called Dirty Tactics, and we are going on tour with Dirty Tactics and doing kind of like a Northeast run leading into the Warped Tour, and we're going to do 4 days in the Warped Tour. Pretty excited about that. It's going to be fun.
Are you doing Virginia Beach?
We are not doing Virginia Beach, but we're doing Meriwether Post Pavilion. We're doing
pretty cool.
The Maryland one. We're doing Hartford, Connecticut, the one in Maryland and Meriwether Post. We're doing Buffalo, and we're doing Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Scranton, I guess, has a burgeoning punk scene. There's actually some bands coming out of there now.
Yeah.
So you can come see us in a red-hot, no-shade field somewhere near you.
At least we'll
sell you our bottled water for $2.
Exactly. At least you'll have like a real stage to stand on and monitors.
That is yet to be determined. Yeah. We'll figure that out when we get there.
we're invited to play. Whether or not they let us on the grounds or not when we get there is another story.
Yeah. And you guys are going to be playing the fest again this year, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We just got confirmation that we're playing. We don't know what venue we're playing yet. Apparently, they don't have a headliner, so we don't know much other than Halloween weekend, Gainesville, Florida. We're going to be running around like crazy people, like everybody does at Fest.
Yeah, the Fest is an awesome 3 days of punk rock and nothing but punk rock. It's a lot of venues there, different shows going on. I guess the hardest thing is to figure out what show to miss.
Yeah, it's true. You spend most of the time trying to make it to a show and then realize that there's like 100 people standing in line sometimes, but it's worth it.
And then by the time you make your way to the front of the bar, you're like, to get a drink at any of these bars that are completely and totally packed full of punk kids, you have to stay there if you want to drink any more beer, if you want to, you know, be able to enjoy the whole thing, because there's so many people trying to get into all the venues. And that's why it's so awesome for us as a band to play. It's just so much more exposure, and kids come from all over the world. We had tons of kids singing along that were from the UK, and we're like, we've never been to the UK, and these guys know all of our lyrics. It's pretty crazy.
But we will.
We're going to the UK in October.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so we'll basically be like pulling into the fest after being in Europe for 3 weeks. So we'll see how we fare.
As long as we all survive, I think.
Yeah. Then you have to survive the fest.
Yeah, and then we have to survive the fest, which is a feat in and of itself.
Yeah.
All right. So what was I going to ask you? Think up your own question. What question do you want to answer?
There's so many.
I don't.
7 inches. That's the distance between Paulie's ears. Yeah.
He needs to get up on that mic, man. Come up.
I'm terribly sorry. I just.
You are a singer.
So
too.
Shy.
Well, that's the thing.
For a singer, he's so shy. Mics,
right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm petrified of mics.
It's the socially awkward singer syndrome. The guy that everybody wants to talk to is sitting alone in the back of the bar. You know, it's kind of the way it works with lead singers half the time.
Well, we'll just have to make you the lead singer then, Casey.
All right. Well, you guys want to play a couple songs here, and you guys hop back in there and play some more music.
Back in the Sweat Lodge.
Whoa. Yeah, back in.
Somehow, after playing those four songs, I noticed there was like a mist in the air in there. So you guys might want to, you know, get some fans in there after we leave and get the funk out.
You know, if you're in there and there's nobody in there, that place is freezing. I mean, I've seen people in there wearing jackets, like typing in there and stuff. So it's just, you know, a small room, no matter how good the air conditioning is, once you get 3 or 4 people in it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to change the dress code then from jackets to just a fig leaf.
Yeah. All right. Well, 7 inches.
Nobody's going to be able to see that. So they're going to. Landmines will be back playing naked in the studio right after we hear a few songs here.
Ladies.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. River City Limits, WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. The Landmines are in the studio today. And you guys ready to roll?
Ready.
First slicing, left for your bread and get ready. Throw in the first day of the rest of your life. Bring it back, kiss it out, sing it on your knees. And again, and what you want to bet, what you know. Healing yourself, try to get fired. Decent Clementine. This life's over nine.
Just die with nine.
So fear enough to the point.
Decent
Clementine. This life's over nine. Nine, so fear enough. Seen us all jumping and blasting and rapping. Some son of the rods, he's in with no rain. Good lives are pills, I know I sleep with the mayor on tail set.
Let it play!
Timbers out, so we're burning up the night. These have clarity. This life's over nine. The dreams die with eyes open up to the world. This life's over nine. The dreams die with eyes open up to the world.
Thanks for coming, guys. I really appreciate you coming on down.
We appreciate you having us.
The landmines.